वैकुंठाज्जलितो वरा मधुपुरी तत्रापि रासोत्सवात् बृन्दारण्यमुदारपाणी तत्रापि गोवर्धन राधाकुण्डं निहा गोकुलपते प्रेमामृता प्लावना कुर्यादस्य विराजितो गृचते सेवां विवेकि कः. You should read this translation. Samiji is translating. If you are not understanding anything, you can ask. Go on.
The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to the temple, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasalila pastime. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is overflowing.
Sound is not coming? Quiet?
And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is over flooded with the ambrosial nectarian train of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill?
Then who are the persons who are not willing to serve this Radha Kunda? What they will be called? Those who are wishing like this, willing like this, they are intelligent. And those who don't want, then what they will be told? Swami is not telling directly these words, but he has that idea that those who are not willing to do this, they are... Oh, I should not tell fools, you should tell. But actually this is thing. So what we are doing in Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative Bhakti, they are not so wise, not so intelligent. Those who are accepting the process of the last slope, they are intelligent. And among them who are most intelligent, they want to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal on the bank of Radha. They want to be there. If not by body, they want to be live there in mind, by heart, they want. They are most. And those who are doing like this, always there, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all living there. They are permanent seat there. Have you gone there? If you have gone there, with any higher class of devotees we may see there. Everything is there. There are also Pandavas. Pancho Pandavas, five, and Draupadi, five, is also there. They are doing Aradhana of Gopis there. So they are all intelligent. And those who are actually by superior transcendental body, always there in the guidance of Rupa and Rati Manjari and all others, and serving Radha, Srimati Radhika there, sometimes they serve conjugal also there. Yeah, more. Supreme. We want to follow. Rupa Goswami wants to follow them. Raghunath Das Goswami, all, and Swamiji also. I have heard from so many devotees of Swamiji that in his last time, 4 or 5 days before or 2 days before, he wished that, take me to Radhakund. I want, just now, today, I want to go to Radhakund. Bring a bullock cart. I don't want to go by car. Bring a bullock cart. On that I will go, like Nanda Yashoda, like of Brijavasi Gopi. It is, I know this fact. But he was controlled, he could not. But anyone cannot control him, I know. He went with him. So like transcendental body. He is always there. Among Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath. In their Sadanugami, Jananugami. Like Jananugami he is there. So his last wish is this. This is the glory of Swamiji. Actually, if anyone is not touching this glory to Swamiji, he is also a fool. Because he is not actually touching the glory of God. They cannot glorify him. If anyone wants to glorify by these qualities, high class of them. His highest love and affection to Srimati Radhika is special. They tell that, oh, he is high. They want to make all high classes of persons. Uttam Bhagavat, they want that they should also come down in Kanishka Adhikari, because they have no idea. So I know that Swamiji wanted to be there forever and to serve. Because he realized this poem of Srila. Now he is getting perfect, his mood, he can hear. As written in Gita. In Gita is told. What told? You remember? This is slow. That this world, spiritual world, this world is only one fourth of the spiritual body. That is a slok in Gita. I am not remembering. Go on. This world is not so weak. Only whole world, not only world. Lakhs and lakhs world coming from the loam cup of Mahavishnu, son of the Sai Vishnu. Lakhs and lakhs. Or तैर रहे हैं, floating on the कर्णाभिषाय कारणवारी, all worlds making as one, as a whole, there are only one force. It has been told one force, but I think that lakhs and lakhs, very little, that whole world. So, it is the most.
The spiritual world is naturally
superior to the material world. However, we fear that if you are liberated doing bhajan, then you will be lost. Actually, Indra was thinking like this. Once Indra committed some offense in the lotus feet of his Gurudev Brihaspati. And he at once was removed to this place, world, in this world. And he became hog. Hog, it is okay? He became hog. And he was fleeing with and testing worldly desires with him. So many sea hogs likewise. And so many children, sons and daughters, and gradually they were growing. So many, many, many. And he was happy, so quite happy. No problem of taking food, any very good palatial building, and very exalted everything. He was so happy. One day, Brahma came and he was going to Prabhas, Pushkar. He saw that, this hog is not hog, but actually in this hog body, Indra was there, because he has insulted his Gurudev. He became so merciful to him and told that you are not horse, these are not your wife and children, you should try to come with me and come to your original place, heaven. He began to in wonder, I cannot go there. Why? Leaving my this beautiful family, sons, daughters and my wife, so many, not only, more than 60,000, so many. How I can go there? I can. I am so happy. You should go. I will not go. Then he told that, you are not going. Are everything is so happy there. Here, so nonsense, like nonsense you are here. With hogs and things, taking tools up here and there, sleeping in drains, rotten drains. So, you should come. He told that, may I go with my children and my wife? And there we will have so new, fresh. The stools there? No, you will have there nectar. I don't want nectar, I want this thing. Acha, I am giving you. And telling him, he sprouted some water from his kamandalu. Mangalam bhavatu mangalam. Then he wanted to first take them, but he began to jump and began to attack on Brahma that I will never go, but mercifully he sprinkled some water on me and he saw that, oh really, how bad place is this, there are so many asparas and my wife is waiting for me, they are calling for me. There are very beautiful asparas like Menka, Urvara, Urvashi and all others. There is nectar to play, there is a very Nandan Kanan and Parijat, Pushpa and so many things. Oh, I must go there. Then he prayed to Brahma and Brahma again sprinkled the water and he became pure Indra, giving all his that on auspicious body. And at one time. So our condition is like that. We are thinking that we are most happy with my very dear wife. If they are not so beautiful, then I can manage, I can divorce and take new one. After some time it will be like old, then I can change. And wives are thinking that I will again change, I will again. But there are so many problems here, more than pigs and hogs. They can sleep, but we cannot sleep. And so many involved in problem. Most problem is that now we are giving our steps in old age. Old age going on, young age going on, and hairs are now here, something what? Quiet, sometimes quiet. If there are one or two, I will take it. But if here and there, everywhere, then what to do? If one teeth is going on, no harm, I will take golden teeth here. But all, and at last we will die, giving up everything here. So we should think like this. We think that we are quite okay. There we will have a beautiful husband or wife there,